Hello, this is Hideo with Mundan Digo. I don't remember how many. How many? ちょっとおかしいな。I don't remember the number. Wait a second. It's been a while. I've been busy, actually. Well, over the weekend, ちょっとか、あのタイトルを言う前に喋り始めるなっちゃうんですよね。I don't know why, but my blog page doesn't move. Very strange. Come on. Okay, here we go. Yeah, Mundan Digo 80. Okay, Mundan Digo 80. That's, wow, it's been more than a week since I uploaded the last Mundan Digo file. Wow, it's been busy. I had three seminars over the weekend, or actually the Christmas holiday, or what do you call it? A three-day national holiday? Thank you, this time. Well, the 23rd and the 24th. Well, 22nd, on Saturday the 22nd, I had regular classes here in Nishinomiya. And I went to Tokyo for the 23rd and the 24th. And 23rd, I had Hatsune Seminar Pronunciation Workshop, I should say, with, I forgot, five people? Yes, five people. And then I had the get-together, off-site meetup that Tommy-san organized. What was it called? I don't remember exactly. What was the exact name? Tomiyof? I think that was what it was called. Tomi-san shusai no ofukai. It had over 40 people. Something like 40 to 50 people got together in a stylish restaurant with the which appeared in a Michelin guidebook. Now, かっこいいですね。I think it was the first time. It was the first time for me to visit a restaurant like that. 中華まあ、あ、そうか。でもミシュランって大阪とか神戸もできたんか。日本語と英語とちゃんぽんなっとんな。まあよろしいやろ。まあほいで、
That was really funny. He prepared a booklet, test material called TOMIC, not TOEIC. I don't know what that abbreviation is for. 忘れたわ。あの正式名称は多分あると思うんですけど、I don't remember that. And they had one, two, three, four, five exercises, five tasks to complete. The first one was easy for low-level students. It's a kind of dictation. Not exactly a dictation, because you are to choose from four different alternatives, but the material was spoken out. You know, it's very, very familiar material for TOEIC learners. Whatever. So they had three questions in that section, and. The other one, the next one is dictation. That was tough. He played three part two questions, questions or statement, and three different responses each. And he played it three times at different speed each time. The first time, 1.2 times faster than the original, and for the second time, around It was played twice as fast as the original. And for the last, he played at the original speed. So it was really easy. Towards the end, I mean, after you listen to something like as twice as fast as the original, and then go back to the original speed, then you are well prepared for listening to the original speed. ね、あの2倍で聞いた後で、1倍、等倍速で聞くと、あの相当ゆっくりに感じますよね。うん。
But the problem is that the time allowed to take down what you heard was a bit too short. But they did a really good job. They worked together as a group, so maybe they shared tasks among themselves. And, you know, for example, 6 people are working together and they can share their burdens, like 2 people are working on the question and 2 people are working on the alternative A and stuff like that. I don't know how exactly what they did, but that's what they had for the second activity. And the third activity was what? The description. Like a TOEIC speaking writing test, you are shown a picture, and then you have to keep speaking, describing the picture for an entire minute as a group. So you have to take turns in describing the picture. And so it was kind of a team play, and it was easy for high-level students to keep talking, and the rest of the people remaining silent, but that doesn't work, because if that happens, judges were told to rate their performances low. So they have to share the time they are speaking. あのまあまあ1分間で6人やからそれぞれ10秒ずつくらい喋るような感情でさ、まあ、まあそんな感じで、うわちょっと待って、もう7、8分経ってるわ、もうそんな言ってたらあかんわまあまあそんなことでちょっとその後割愛しますけど、まあ、ちょっと喋るちゃう、バタバタとしてて、うん、翌日はあの洋楽発音ワークショップ、ちょっとえらいトラブルがありまして、あの私自身がえらい失態をやらかしたんですけど、まあ、それはまあここであんまり明らかにしてどうのこうのしてもしゃあないので、まあ、何があったかは置いときますけど、何や、あれは結構面白かったですね。中身は割と面白かったですね。結構ね、どういうような調子で言うとんにゃというのを、こうですよというのを教えてあげると皆さん割とできはったんですね。これ多分自分で気づけって言うと難しいんだろうなと思うんだけど、まあこうなってますね、ああなってますねってなことを言いながら、そこの部分だけ取り出してゆっくり聞いてゆっくりやって、それで徐々に早くしていくというような形のことをやってたんで、まあところどころ噛んだりとかはするけれども、それなりに皆さんあのリズムに乗せて歌えるようになってましたね。あれはまたやりますわ東京だけで やってっていうのもあれから関西でもしようかなと思ってます。でそれから昼からが東京トイックミニミニ祭りというね、一人私だけがやるミニミニ祭りで、やっぱりアクティビティやるのは一人で実施切ると何やとやりにくいところがあるなというのは感じましたね。司会しながらその採点結果を記録に残していくやとかね、そういうようなのがしにくいんで、ちょっと間が空いたりとかして、若干残念やった
りはするんですけど、まあまた東京でもトイック祭り、もう少し本格的にな、4時間とか5時間とかの、トイック祭りを、今回は3時間でしたからね、まあ人数も少ないので、1人当たりの、参加する密度としてはそれなりに詰め込むことができたかなと思いますね、5つやりましたからアクティビティをね、普段4時間とか5時間でも、5つぐらいやってるんで、前回が4時間で5つやりました。その前は5時間で5つやりましたね、今回3時間で5つ できるかなと思ったけど、まあまあそれなりにできました。ちょっと僕が終了時間を勘違いして、アクティビティ終わった後のしゃべりを長いことしすぎて、会議室借りてる時間をオーバーしそうなって慌てましたけどねまあそれはええとして、なんや、あ、まあそうそう、そんなこんなで、週末終わって帰ってきたので、今日はちょっとぼやーっとしてる感じなんですけど、まあ、これからちょっとまた ER というか Be Proactive という、ね、メールの素材を作らなあかんので、メール学習のね、これぐらいで喋る、もうこれもう11分経ってるからね、これえらいこっちゃから、これぐらいにして、また、ポツポツとブログの方も更新をしていきたいと思います。あ、そうそうそう、トイック漢方の答えを出してないというコメントが別の記事に2つ入ってます。すみませんね、これから開けますわ。はいはい、ということで、終わりにします。また明日。OK, thank you very much for listening. Bye bye.